Hello, and welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're delving into pop culture, and we're relating the gospel reading of the day to a film that we feel is particularly relevant. To do this, I'm joined by Father Peter Malone of the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Now, I should say that this year, Father Peter is several thousand miles away in Australia, so we've basically Skyped him in Melbourne. Second week of Advent, Sunday. Today, Peter, we're looking at Made in Dagenham, a good British film. Tough but light, how would you describe it?
Yes, that's probably a good description. The theme is very serious, a bit like what we have in the Gospel today with John the Baptist preaching and getting people revved up for change. The women, as you remember, went on strike at the Ford factory in Dagenham in 1968, and that had very serious consequences for British pay, equal pay for women. But the whole thing is done with a light touch as well, so I think that most audiences would enjoy it, even as they side with the women. And one of the difficulties, I suppose, of Advent and reflecting on films is that so many of them are about John the Baptist. And I was thinking, well, is there a female John the Baptist figure, so to speak? And so I decided then that Rita O'Grady, who's a fictionalised character for the film, but she's based on a number of the women who were instrumental in the strike in Dagenham. And as played by Sally Hawkins, she's an extraordinarily vivacious figure, but she's also a wise and simple figure. And she corresponds, in a sense, to the Advent questions that are in the Gospel today, where John the Baptist is confronting people, asking them not to be hypocritical in their leadership, and actually asking them to think what they must do. And here is this housewife working in the amongst the 187 women only in the factory in Dagenham with 55,000 men, actually asked to step into some kind of leadership and inspire people to change, which she did.
They'd have gone on strike years ago, just having a turn up in a pig eye like this.
You'll always come second until
we get equal pay. Yeah.
Don't give up.
Every single one of us is entitled to the same pay as men.
Peter, tell me a bit about the cast. Who stars in this one?
One of the reasons Made in Dagenham works so well is that Sally Hawkins is the lead. She plays an ordinary woman, wife and mother, not so well educated, feeling rather diffident in the face of being invited to talk to the union leaders and then to the representatives of industry, but somehow or other finding herself and an inner strength, the kind of thing that I suppose John the Baptist was asking people to develop during Advent. Her husband, very supportive but wondering at times, is played by Daniel Mays. Geraldine James is her best friend. Bob Hoskins is the floor manager for the union. And there's a rather interesting performance by Miranda Richardson as Barbara Castle, who has two assistants who remind us of Yes Minister. So as I say, it's a strange mixture of the serious and the humorous and the light.
Is there any comparison to be made here with other such British films, perhaps Brassed Off?
Oh, I think so. I think that there's a great tradition of social-minded British films, often comedies. One could go back to the 1950s, to the Alec Guinness Evening comedies, and also I think to such a film with Peter Sellers like I'm All Right, Jack. And so throughout the decades, and Brassed Off, especially with its long speech at the end by Pete Postlethwaite, talking about the miners and the strikes and their rights. Then you have some similar speeches, especially from Sally Hawkins at a union meeting at Eastbourne. So, yes, it's a very British thing. And I always like to think in Advent that John the Baptist asks the question of people, you know, what are you going to do? And they say, what then must we do? And in a sense, Made in Dagenham answers those questions at the level of the workplace and some social justice.